Community Conversations are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Joining us in studio from Zoetis, we have site lead Amanda McCarty and engineering manager Adam Stout. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Morning.
How goes it today?
Doing good.
Excellent.
Very well.
So did you hear we have a loose cat in studio? You're not allergic to cats at all, right?
No, all good.
Not scared of cats? Okay. So we're in talking about Zoetis, going to get a preview of what's to come this year. But first and foremost, Amanda, recap how 2025 went.
Yeah, 2025 was a really good year for Zoetis Charles City. Good and busy. We have increased production in two key areas for our swine and our poultry vaccine manufacturing. We've kept Adam really busy in the engineering team, opened a new East End for increased poultry vaccine manufacturing. And overall, very successful year. We've had a few hurdles here and there, but nothing we can't overcome.
Right. Adam, what were some of the projects completed this year?
Yeah, so there was a bunch of projects completed in 2025. Amanda mentioned the East End that we started a few years ago. That one finished up. We've done some updates to the building on the north side of the highway as well. And another big one was a sustainability project at the Research and Administrations building to lower the heating and cooling costs there. We've had some pretty big cranes out at Zoetis lifting some large equipment into the manufacturing area. So there's been some projects completed throughout the production facility that you really can't see from the highway necessarily. So it doesn't always come in the form of a building expansion.
Sure. Any more expansions to come next year?
Yeah. So we're really going to focus on our utility infrastructure and expanding that here in the next couple years. There's always projects moving forward within that production footprint. As well as expansions moving forward within the production footprint. Within the production footprint, there will be plenty of work to do next year in 26.
Excellent. So, Amanda, you know, you see Zoetis out and about in the community, think 4th of July parade, a party in the park. What other types of things Zoetis does for the community? Talk about that.
Yeah, so we try to be very good community partners. We're one of the largest employers in Charles City, so we want to make sure that we have a good reputation throughout the community. Some of the events that we help sponsor and help participate in would be the mobile food pantry. We delivered over 6 van loads of non-perishable and hygiene material to the Messiah Food Bank. Other ways are sponsoring our youth athletics, whether it's high school or youth. We sponsored the school mascot part of it. The football field had a tunnel, or the football team had a tunnel that they could run through, and then softball and baseball equipment for the youth sports. We also sponsor the robotics team for Charles City, as well as numerous events, the bike rodeo to name one, and then National Night Out, and help deliver backpacks to those in need.
Awesome. Adam, you're a Charles City High School graduate. Talk about what made you come back to Charles City for your career at Zoetis.
Yeah, so I moved away for a few years after college, knowing that I wanted to be back in the area. You know, a lot of friends and family in the area. That was pretty important to me to come back to the area. The career portion kind of really went hand in hand with that. I think there's a lot more opportunities in Charles City than people realize as far as industrial work around here. So being able to pair that with being involved in the community and having friends and family around here, that's really kind of the bread and butter of why I wanted to move back here. I think there's a lot of people who leave Charles City and come back to raise their families here, and it's good to see that. And I'm kind of a testament to that myself. So
awesome. Amanda, now we do the Star Spangled Banner to wrap up our morning show. Sponsored by Zoetis, so we always talk about some of the open positions you have at Zoetis. Obviously, you're hiring. Talk about some of those positions available.
Yeah, so as Adam said, we're not done investing in the facility in Charles City, and even though you can't see it from the roadside, we have a lot going on internally. So with that, we have over 20 positions that we have open right now. They are anywhere from on-the-floor colleagues that manufacture our product, requirement as a high school diploma or a GED, as well as positions that require a four-year degree, such as a engineering degree or in the science and STEM area.
Okay. And to apply for one of those positions or learn more about the open careers, where can our listeners go?
You can step out at Zoetis and we can talk to somebody within the HR department, and we can get you an application and the right means in order to apply, or on Zoetis.com career opportunities.
All right. Perfect. Anything else to share?
No, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having us this morning.
Well, not a problem. It's been my pleasure. Site lead Amanda McCarty and engineering manager Adam Stout from Zoetis joining us here this morning on Community Conversations. And a shout out to Tad Berry.
Right. Go, Charles City, what's up?
It's 8:25. I couldn't let you off the hook.